Hey, Nick, do you want coffee? I'm craving something sweet, and I need the boost. I nodded and looked over at my fellow tattoo artist, Leo. Coffee sounds good. What do you want? The usual, or something spicy? I shuddered and glared over at Leo. Is spicy coffee a thing? Is this what the kids are doing these days? Sebastian, my co-owner of Montgomery Inc. Legacy and friend, snorted. I don't think the kids these days are making spicy coffee. I'm just imagining some form of hot sauce and coffee just to see if they can handle it. I shuddered. I don't think that's for me. Actually, you can put cayenne pepper in coffee. I've had Mexican mocha coffee and a Moroccan spice coffee that's pretty decent. Brooke, my friend's girl, said as she looked over a stack of papers she was grading. She was here visiting Leif, my fellow co-owner, best friend, and blood brother. Well, now I want to try all of that, Leo said. But I don't think we're going to get it at the cafe at the corner. Sebastian looked down at his phone. This says you can make it with a rich blend of coffee, cream, cinnamon, nutmeg, and cayenne pepper. Scowling, my stomach rumbled. Damn it, now I want to try it. And we're not going to find it at that place.
I bet Haley would have it at Taboo, Brooke added helpfully.
Liam walked in and kissed the top of her head. We need her to franchise as well. That way she can put in a shop next to us. I got spoiled downtown. I frowned, wrote down a few notes. I wonder why she hasn't franchised. Or your aunt and uncle down in Colorado Springs who have that bakery. They do coffee too, right? Some, but they don't go into the specialties as much as Taboo does, and I think Haley had her hands full with the downtown branch. I don't think they need to put it in a strip mall on the other side of town.
Stop saying strip mall like it's a bad thing, Brooke said. You guys are killing it here. I'm very proud.
I rolled my eyes, even though I was pleased that we were doing well. Putting my life savings into this venture had been scary, even though I had worked my ass off to get here. I had trained with the best, Leif's parents and family members down at Montgomery Inc. in Denver, and other friends down in New Orleans. I had learned my craft, saved money, and gone into owning Montgomery Inc. Legacy with Leif Montgomery, Sebastian Montgomery, and Lake Montgomery. Lake wasn't even a tattoo artist, but a friend of all of ours, even if we growled at each other more than not. She had wanted to do something with the obscene amount of money she made at a young age, and apparently we were her charity case. That was fine with me, because I got to do what I wanted thanks to her. Though I didn't have to ask her, I didn't have to thank her often, or ever, if I had any say in it.
I might be a Montgomery, but I felt like a fraud. That is, until I looked around my office and remembered that a Montgomery could do anything. I might not have been born into this family, but I held the name, the connections, the love, and the will to succeed. I smiled as I tapped on the keyboard, replying to another of the countless emails that had made their way to me. My assistant and staff went through most of my emails before they even hit my inbox, mostly because I worked way too many hours a day, had more than one job, more than one multi-million dollar business, and somebody needed to organize my emails for me. As somewhat of a control freak, it was odd to think that I even did that. Only here I was, looking through a list of emails that I should probably go through, since they were forwarded to my private email address rather than the public one. My intercom buzzed and I tapped it, smiling, even though Desiree couldn't see me. "Yes, Desiree?" I asked, leaning back into my chair while rubbing my neck. I had been working nonstop for the past few hours, and as I looked at the clock, I knew exactly why she was buzzing.
"Don't skip lunch, or I'm going to have to deal with your parents. Please don't make me deal with your parents."
I held back a laugh because my parents weren't mean or overbearing. No, it was because my parents could love you to the point of feeling guilty when you weren't taking care of yourself. They would never blame Desiree for me forgetting to eat when I was focusing, but they would ensure that Desiree was eating. "You only don't like it because if I forget lunch, it means you have also, even though it's on our calendars." Desiree walked in rather than finishing the conversation through the intercom.